chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'd like to read verses 12 through verse 27. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. This, of course, is a portion of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. We read in chapter 1, verse 2, he addresses them as the church of God, which is at Corinth. The church of God, which is at Corinth. Now, we all know that Corinth had many problems, many things wrong with the church of Corinth. But Paul addresses them as the church of God, which is at Corinth. And it's important to remember who he's addressing when we get here to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The church of God, which is at Corinth. That is the very kind of church that Jesus established during his earthly ministry, and in Matthew 16, 18, called my church. The kind of church that Jesus promised perpetuity until he returns. The kind of church in which he receives glory. We read in Ephesians 3, verse 21, and to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. So again, what we've read is a portion of this letter to the church of God, which is at Corinth. And notice in verse 27, he refers to them, now ye, who's the ye? The church of Corinth. Now ye are the body of Christ. Ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Members in particular. That conveys the idea of ye are peculiar to a particular group. In this case, the body of Christ, the church of Corinth. The idea is that they are individuals composing a group. Again, in this case, the body of Christ, the church which is at Corinth. Members in particular. That is, individually, they are a part of the whole. Again, in this case, the body of Christ, which is at Corinth. I want to speak tonight on members in particular. Members in particular. What a blessing it is to be a member of a body of Christ. There is today, in so-called Christendom, a rebellion against denominationalism, and in particular, the church which Jesus Christ established during his earthly ministry. We ought never to be apologetic for being New Testament Baptist. Never be apologetic for being one of the Lord's churches. Now, in this portion of Scripture, Paul, again writing to the church at Corinth, uses the analogy of a body. And he's describing one of the Lord's churches. Again, in this case, the church of Corinth. He also uses the analogy of a body, referring to his churches, in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 and 5, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, and verse 16, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and Colossians 2, verse 19. He uses the metaphor of the human body. And his purpose is to illustrate the organization, the framework, the nature, and the function of the Lord's churches. But before we look at our text, I want to say some things about the human body, because the church is referred to as a body. A body is God-prepared. Something that God creates. We read in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, concerning Jesus Christ. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. A body prepared by the Lord. A body miraculously prepared by the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 139:14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Our human bodies are a creation, miracle, and wonder of God. And so it is with each church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist went on to say in Psalm 139, verse 15, that he was curiously or carefully wrought or embroidered. Our physical bodies are hand embroidered by God. And again, so it is with every church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So bodies are made. They are created by God. We also know that a human body must have a location. Has to have a location. The very word, we don't even think about it. We know that if it's a body, it has to be somewhere. And so it is with the Lord's churches. They must have a location. They must have an assembling point. We are also identified by our bodies. When you see this body, you say, there is Brother Dan. I am identified by this body. And each of the Lord's churches are a body of Christ. Home Baptist Church is a body of Christ. We are identified with Christ. We make no apologies for that. We are not ashamed of that. We are identified with Jesus Christ. A body of Christ. Bodies also are dwelling places. Our bodies is the place where the real us lives. This body is not Dan Gordon. Dan Gordon lives in this body. The body is not me. Again, I live in the body. Each of the Lord's churches are a body of Christ. Home Baptist Church is a body of Christ. Home Baptist Church is not Jesus Christ, but as a body of Christ, Jesus Christ lives and dwells in Home Baptist Church. Just as there is a definite connection between our fleshly bodies and ourselves, likewise there is a definite connection between the Lord's churches and Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is called a body of Christ. So how blessed we are to be members in particular. To be members in particular. Now, in our text, Paul uses the analogy of the human body to illustrate the Lord's churches as a body of Christ. And in doing so, in our text, he emphasizes three characteristics of a human body, and he does this to explain to us the organization, the framework, the nature, and how the Lord's churches function. So we want to look tonight at these three characteristics of our human bodies, but more importantly, of the Lord's churches as bodies of Christ. He emphasizes distinct and definite order. Distinct and definite order. Again, the Lord's churches are God prepared. A creation, miracle, and wonder by God, by God's purpose, by God's design. A body is an organized unit. If it is not an organized unit, it is not a body. Now, three times in our text, we read the words, hath God, or God hath, in relation to him preparing his church by his design. Hath God, God hath. Those words are indicative of a deliberate and purposeful act. It is stated in verse 18, but now hath God. This is something God does. But now hath God set. That is, placed. And he does this deliberately and on purpose. But now hath God set the members, individuals, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. In verse 24, but God hath tempered, mingled, harmonized, proportioned the body together. And in verse 28, and God hath set some. God hath set some. Is that not indicative of a choice of God? God didn't set all. God hath set some. It is God who chose the some. God hath set some in the church. First, indicative of order. God sets some in the church, and He does so in an order. God hath set some in the church first, apostles. So from these three statements, verse 18, verse 24, verse 28, it is declared that it is God who places the members that make up His churches. And He does so according to His own choice. He does so according to His own order. Why? Simply because it pleases Him to do so. As it hath pleased Him. These are wonderful truths. These are wonderful truths that must be firmly grasped. They reveal that a body, and in this case a body of Christ, is not an accident. It's not thrown together in some haphazard way. It's like our human bodies. They're not an accident. They're not just thrown together in some haphazard way. A body has been put together by the Lord in a suitable order and for a God purpose. So it is with the Lord's churches. So it is with every body of Christ. When a church of the Lord loses sight of the fact, and I believe many have, that the Lord does the adding, the Lord sets the members within His church, when they lose sight of that, what follows next is an overstepping of scriptural boundaries, and they begin to add to themselves rather than waiting for the Lord to add. And they become a mess. When one of the Lord's churches, or any member of one of the Lord's churches, take it upon themselves to add to the church body, what you will end up with is a monstrosity. What will happen when man begins to add, using the analogy of a body, you may have an ear at the bottom of a foot. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't function. You may have an arm where a leg should be, and you may have a leg where an arm should be. You may have a hand where a leg should be. My point is, you will not be a proper functioning body. The Lord puts His churches together just as He put our bodies together. What happens when man begins to add, what they add becomes an encumbrance. It becomes a hindrance. So we need to get a grasp of this truth. It is God that sets in His church. It is God that places, not man. Again, the human body is a creation and design of God. And so it is with a body of Christ. And it's important to remember that not only does God set members in His churches, When he does so, he follows the rules that he has already set. So you can mark it down. If you have to break God's set rules to get members, if you have to overstep the God-ordained boundaries, it's not God that is doing the adding. It's not God that's doing the setting. And you get enough God, man-placed members, you will cease to function. You will cease to exist. People say all the time, "Oh, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, they're such a good member over there. They'd be great members here." Not if God doesn't add them. And it may not be God's will for a certain individual to be a member of a particular body of Christ right now. But in 6 months from now, it might be. God has a specific order that's laid out here. First, apostles. He has a specific order according to His own pleasure. And He follows this order and His pleasure, and He places each member in His churches. And they are a body of Christ. In our physical bodies, why is my right arm here? Because God placed it there. That's why. Why isn't it sticking out of my forehead? Because God placed it here. It's divinely placed. For those who are self-added or added by any other means than God, it really doesn't matter how much they have to offer. It does not matter how gifted they may be. It does not matter how much money they will give. It will not make up for all the ways they get in the way of the Lord's work. The Lord has to add. All the pastors and churches would get a hold of this. With social media, people are constantly trying to get other people to come to their church. Oh, you ought to move over here. Why don't you let God do the adding? We do not ask people to join themselves, the Home Baptist Church. Nor do we try to get them to join. We pray that God would add as He sees fit. We read in Ephesians 4, verse 16, the whole body, talking about a church, the church at Ephesus, the whole body fitly, tightly, securely, joined, united, connected, linked, together, and compacted. That is, knit together as one, by that which every joint supplieth according or in accord with the effectual or effective working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The reason that every part of the body must be tightly, securely, united, connected, linked, and knit together by the Lord is so that every part can properly function in the body to the good and benefit of that body. And it is God, and it is only God, who does that. A God-added, God-placed, God-positioned, God-situated membership is crucial to the spiritual health of His churches. I have never, wherever I have pastored, I have never one single time encouraged anyone to move where I pastored or to join church. And I have no intention of starting now, because you will have a monstrosity. You will destroy the Lord's churches. So how wonderful it is to know that you've been God set in a particular body of Christ. With that knowledge comes the assurance, this is where I belong. That is a wonderful thing to know. This is where I belong. There's a better job in such and such a place, but this is where I belong. This is where God has placed me. The weather's nicer in another place. It's more pretty in another place. This is where I belong. God-added membership gives you that assurance. This is where I belong. 3 weeks from now, a week from now, God may set me or set you somewhere else. But you'd better make sure that it's God doing the setting. This is where I belong. Oh, how blessed to be members in particular of the body of Christ. Also, as a part of God's order, Christ is the head of each body of Christ. We read in Ephesians 5:23, Christ is the head of the church. We'll not take the time, but you read Colossians 1, verses 15 through 18, you see the same truth. Christ has the preeminence and He is the head of His church. The head is the highest part of the body. It is the most exalted part of the body. It is the most honorable part of the body. Now, Paul in 1 Corinthians 12, he mentions the foot, he mentions the hand, he mentions the ear, the eye, and many members. But none of those ever is to have exaltation above the head, Jesus Christ. The first thing that people ought to see when they walk into this church is its head, Jesus Christ. The first thing people ought to see when they walk into any body of Christ is the head. You see, the head is indispensable to life. My arm is not indispensable. I can live without my arm. I can live without my legs. I can live without my feet. I can live without my eyes. I can live without my ears. But you can't live without your head. Jesus Christ is the head, and He is indispensable to the church's life. Members pass away. Members move away. None of them are indispensable. If Jesus Christ moves out, you're done. You're done. You cannot live without your head. No member can replace the head. No amount of spiritual gifts, no amount of talent, no amount of money can replace the head, Jesus Christ. The head directs. Signals are sent from my head to my arms and to my legs and to my feet and my hands and my fingers. Our head controls our body. So it is with the Lord's churches. Christ is the head, and He rules His churches. How does He do this? He does so with His Word. He does so with the Holy Spirit. Churches of the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't receive direction from headquarters of some association. We receive our direction from our head, Jesus Christ. What a blessing to be members in particular. So we see Paul emphasizes order, distinct order. He also emphasizes diversity. In verse 14, we read, "For the body is not one member." The body is not one member. If you place an ear on the floor, that's not a body. You place an arm over there, that's not a body. One member is not the body. There are people who think they are, but they're not. For the body is not one member, but many. And then in verses 15 and 16, "If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? My hand is not my foot, and my foot is not my hand, but they're both part of this body. And if the ear shall say, 'Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling?" So, verses 15 and 16, he's telling us the foot, the hand, the ear, the eye, there's a difference. There is diversity. The foot is not the hand. The hand is not the foot. The ear is not the eye. And the eye is not the ear. There's diversity. They are all different. And they're all different by design. And they're different in their placement. And they're different in their function. The members of our human bodies. Again, my hand does not do what my ear does. And my foot does not do what my eye does. They're not the same. They were never meant to be the same. There's diversity in our human bodies. And so it is with the body of Christ. There's diversity. Don't try to make everybody like you. Then you have a body that's just an eye. God uses diversity in His churches. They do not all have the same function. They were never meant to have the same function. My eye was never meant to do what my feet do. They have a function. Pastors and churches need to get hold of this truth. Stop trying to make an eye a foot. Stop it. Stop trying to make a foot an eye. And that's what pastors are doing all the time. This member here is an eye, but I want him to be a foot. They're always moving people around. You follow God's order. You respect God's placement. You respect God's diversity. In verse 17, if the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? What he's telling us is without this diversity in our human bodies, the body would be extremely limited. So it is with churches. So it is with the body of Christ. Without this diversity, the body is very limited. The church is very limited. So this diversity is a great blessing. From verse 18, but now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, hath it hath pleased Him. That tells us that this diversity is the wisdom of God. Does not God know what Home Baptist Church needs? Yes, He does. Does not God know who He's going to place here? Yes, He does. We need to stay out of the way. Paul goes on to state in verse 19, and if they were all one member, where were the body? In other words, without this diversity, you don't have a body. And so it is in the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without this diversity, you don't have a body. And then in verse 20, he mentions many members. In verse 21, it is stated, with this diversity, the members have need of each other. The eye cannot say unto the hand. The eye and the hand are not the same. The eye and the hand do not have the same function. But the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. You see, without my eyes, my hand is very limited. My hand needs my eyes. Many members. And in verse 22, Paul states the necessity of each God-placed member. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. They are necessary. They are not the same. They do not have the same function. But they are necessary. If God has placed you in Home Baptist Church, I'm not talking about anyone that may be man at it. I'm talking about the ones whom God has placed here. There is a necessity for you to be here. It's necessary. Because the foot is not the eye, does not mean that the foot is not needed. Because the foot does not function like the eye, does not mean that the function of the foot is not important. They do different things. So know this. Though each church member is different, each one can do extraordinary things in their God place and in the office that God has put them in. If a church is going to be what it ought to be, it is imperative that each member be content where God has placed them in the body. Well, I don't want to be that part in the body. It's not up to you. This is God's design. And we ought to desire to function where God has placed us in the body. If our foot came out of the ear, it would not function as well. And guess what else? It would hinder the ear. Members get out of their God-ordained place, they don't function as well. And they might be a hindrance to another member. You may be the foot, you may be the toe, you may be the leg, you may be the hand, you may be the fingers, or the eye, or an ear. But if the Lord has placed you in His body, you can be sure you have a definite position and purpose within that body. And each member must function in their God-ordained place. Again, what a blessing to be members in particular. Thirdly and lastly, he emphasizes harmony. We've seen so far there is a definite order to the human body, more importantly, to a body of Christ. Not only is there a definite order, there is a great diversity in bodily members. And there is also harmony within the bodily members of our human bodies. And so it is with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. A diversity of members, yet one body. Yet one body. Notice verse 12 through verse 14. For as the body is one, the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body. There it is again, one body. Being many, are one body. Three times in one verse, one body. One body. We don't try to join this body of Christ with another body of Christ. We are one body. One body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit, the Holy Spirit, are we all baptized into one body. What that means is the Holy Spirit leads you to be baptized into a body of Christ. One body. The church is not two bodies. The church does not have one body on this side and one body on this side. It is one body. One body. For by one Spirit we all baptize in the one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Race does not matter. And whether we be bond or free. Position does not matter. And have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Verse 20. But now are they many members, yet but one body. We have several members. But Home Baptist Church is one body. And it functions as one body. Now going back to verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. We see that we owe our distinct existence in the body of Christ, our life together in the body. You see, my right arm is part of this body, my left arm is part of this body. They are together. They are together in one body. And how does that happen? By one Spirit are we set into one body. And the members of this one body are indwelt by that same one Spirit. When that happens, there's wonderful harmony. We have been called out of the world, separated. That's what a church is, an ecclesia, called out. We have been called out of the world, separated to exist in one body, this body. All of us that are God added, the Home Baptist Church, we have been called out of the world, we have been separated to exist together in this body. One body. What a blessing to be a member in particular. We are a fellowship of one body. A fellowship of one body. Bodily parts spread throughout this building do not constitute a body. They must be brought together. And it is God, as we've already seen, that brings them together. Verse 24, God hath tempered. God hath tempered the body together. God unites the members together. He tempers them. That means when He does so, it does what? It strengthens the body. When God adds, it strengthens the body. I don't believe that God additions ever weaken the body. God additions strengthen the body. Man additions weaken the body. And does so every time. It's like you tying another person's arm under your arm. It doesn't work. You just drag that thing along. And that's how many churches are functioning. Because they add to themselves. But God tempers the body together, strengthening the body, enabling it to function as what? An organized unit. That's what our human bodies are. They are an organized unit. And a body of Christ is an organized unit. A body cannot function with an arm over there, with a leg over there, with a foot over there. They all have to be brought together in order to function. And this is the work of God. That's the work of God. And when God puts the body together, there is a diversity. But though there is a diversity, there is a unison that only God can bring about. It always amazes me, looking at the Lord's churches, and looking at the diversity that's in the Lord's churches, various backgrounds, various thought processes. But there's a unity that only God can bring about. We read in verse 25, there should be no schism in the body. You've got a problem. If your physical body, if your left arm begins to attack your right arm, you've got a problem. And guess what? You're going to be miserable. If your left arm is always attacking your right arm, or if your right arm is attacking your eyes, you're going to be miserable. And you're going to be harmed. And so it is in the bodies of Christ. There should be no schism in the body. We read in Galatians 5, verse 15, if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. You will destroy. Also in verse 25, the members should have the same care one for another. So it's a harmony, it's a oneness, but it's a sensitive oneness. How far does this go? Well, verse 26, and whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. If my right arm is hurting right here, my left hand will come over and rub. It assists. If I can't lift my right arm, my left hand can come over and lift my right arm. There's a unison. There's a sensitivity between the members of the body. Do not isolate yourself from the body. Well, I just want to be out there. I cut my right arm off and throw it out in the parking lot. What's going to happen to that arm? It's going to die. Don't separate yourself from the body that God has put you in. In order for my hand to work, it has to be attached to the body where the Lord put it. And so it is with each one of us as members of the Lord's churches. What a blessing to be a part of body life. The body of Christ. What a wonderful life. In closing, Home Baptist Church is a body of Christ. That is, it is a creation miracle of God, designed by God for God's purpose. And as a body of Christ, it is to function as such. We're not a club. We're not a fraternity. We're a body of Christ. A body of Christ. Christ in His fleshly body was a manifestation of God. As a body of Christ, we are to be a manifestation of God. And that comes about when every member is in its proper place. And its proper place is the place where God has put it, not where man has put it. So all the responsibility of being members in particular. What a responsibility to be members of the body of Christ. What a blessing to be members in particular. That is, an individual that has been made part of the whole, that one body, the Lord's churches. We ought to thank God. God saved our soul. We ought to thank God that He was so gracious, that He not only saved our soul, but He put us in a body. And we are to function within that body. I believe that social media has created a universal church type spirit amongst our churches, where people are more concerned about members of another church more than they are the ones of their own church. And they know more about members of another church than they do about the ones in their own church. We ought to enjoy the body that God has put us in. We ought to enjoy that life, a body life. You can talk about retiring, you can talk about moving, all kinds of things. But before you go anywhere, here's the way people think today. That's why people need to get a grip on a body of Christ. Here's how they think. And I know this because this is what they say. Well, I can move there because there is a church there. It doesn't mean the Lord added you there. Not the same thing. But that's the mindset today. Well, one church is just as good as another. In other words, I'll just go add myself. Yeah, there's sound churches all over. Doesn't mean that's the one the Lord wants you in. That's what you have to find out. Where does the Lord want me? Well, the Lord's leading over here, but there's no job there. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. The doctors aren't as good. The hospitals aren't as good in that area. The weather's not as good. It does not matter. If the Lord leads you to a church in Iraq, that's where you ought to go. It's the Lord's leading. People who claim to believe in the truth of the Lord's churches do not practice it in a lot of ways. And it's sad. It's not only sad, it's very, very dangerous. Where the Lord adds you, that's your home church. That's where you belong. That's where you belong. I'm glad that God has given me a place to belong. What a blessing. Brother Tim.